Since the formation of the new government in Tunisia, the public opinion has put pressure on parliamentary groups to review the state energy contracts, with some French and British companies accused of lobbying inside the National Constituent Assembly to keep the monopoly of petroleum exploration licenses.
The case of energy and plunder of national wealth, especially gas and petroleum, remains taboo after the revolution. Billions are still looted from Tunisian wealth. An amount that is equivalent to the state budget is stolen each year by the energy cartels, businessmen and foreign lobbies.
Lawmakers held a plenary session to interrogate the Minister of Industry, Energy and Mines about corruption allegations.
Lawmakers have shed light on what they described as corruption cases. The government is investigating and consulting experts. We will not hesitate to go to the court.
Meanwhile, employees of the National Gas and Electricity Company stage a rally in Tunis. Protesters warn against the presence of powerful foreign companies, which dominate the energy sector in the North African country.
We are demonstrating against the new colonial project of foreign companies which claim to produce energy and create jobs. They are lying to exploit local natural resources. This is a new form of colonization and occupation.
Experts say the interference of foreign companies in Tunisia's energy sector will deteriorate corruption and lead to hiking prices of gas for consumers. Tunisians are now demanding the Assembly to protect the country's natural resources, as stated in the new constitution. Adnan Shawashi, Press TV, Tunis.